Masechet Baba Kama, Perek Zayin, Mishnah Vav. We learned in Mishnah Aleph that a thief, once he steals something, if he's a ganav, which means he steals in secret, he has to not only pay or give back what he stole, but he has to also pay kefel. He has to double the item's value and give it back to the person he stole from. Similar to what we learned in the last Mishnah, that there has to be a proper quote-unquote theft. There has to be an acquisition by the thief of the item in order for all of these different penalties to apply. If he never acquired the item, which means he never really stole it, then he wouldn't have to pay kefil or the arba'ah v'chamisha penalty in order to compensate the person he stole from. We'll elaborate on that in this Mishnah. Mishnah says, Haya moshcho v'yotze umet b'rishut ha-be'alim patur. If the thief had an animal that he was stealing, and he was still on the owner of the animal's land, and he was pulling it out, he was doing meshicha, and it died while it was still in the property of the owner, he's patur, because for meshicha to work, like we learned in the last Mishnah, it has to be pulled outside the property of the owner of that animal. If it's only pulled inside of the property of the owner, then the thief has never really acquired it. But if he lifts up the animal, that's another type of kinyan, another way to acquire, then in that situation, with hagbaha, it doesn't matter where he did it. If he did it in the property of the owner of the animal, or he did it outside of the property of the owner of the animal, or if he pulled it out, he actually did meshicha outside of the owner's house, vamet, and then the animal died, hayav, the thief is obligated to make the principal and the kefel payments back to the owner of the animal, since he acquired it, he actually stole it, and therefore it died when it was in his reshut, within, was his property, when it died, property technically was the ownership of the thief at that point in time, so therefore he has to compensate the original owner of the animal for the theft that he did. We'll give more cases where he didn't acquire it, but he gave over some sort of ownership of this animal to another person while he was still on the property of the owner of the animal. Let's say he had this animal, he was on the other person's property, and he needed to do a pidyon haben, he needed to redeem his firstborn son. So he brought a kohen. Kohen usually have to give him 5 silver coins in order to redeem the son. Here, the thief made a deal with the kohen. Kohen didn't know that the animal was stolen, and he, instead of giving over 5 silver selaim to the Kohen, he made a deal that he's going to hand him this animal instead. So then the Kohen then took the animal and pulled it outside of the owner of the animal's property. He was told to do so by the thief. Or leba'al havo. Let's say that this thief here owed money elsewhere. He owed money to somebody, so instead of paying the money, he said, come, I have an animal for you, and he handed this animal to the lender, the shomer hinam, or let's say there was an unpaid shomer, watchman, that he had to watch over the animal for him, ul shoel, or to a borrower, let's say somebody wanted to borrow it from him, lenose sachar, or a paid shomer, to watch it for him, ul socher, or a renter wanted to use this animal, v'hayam moshcho umet b'rishut ha-be'alim, if the owner, the person now who was receiving this animal, in all of these cases, was pulling it, and it died while it was still in the property of the owner of the animal, patur. So the thief is exempt from all payments because he didn't take the animal outside of the property of the owner, so he didn't really acquire it, nor did the person he was giving it to take it out of the property of the owner. So when it died, it wasn't there, kinyan wasn't there, wasn't owned by them. Higbiho, but if the person who was receiving the animal, let's say the Kohen, for example, lifted up the animal, so therefore it was a valid kinyan, he acquired it regardless of where that kinyan happened, or shehotzio min shut ha-be'alim, or if he took it through meshicha, he dragged it or he pulled it outside of the owner of the animal's property, vamet, and then it died after that, hayav. In all of these cases, the thief would be obligated to pay the principal and the kefel payments back to the owner of the animal. In all of these situations, the thief had the person he was giving it to do the kinyan for him. So therefore, the person who was receiving the animal, again, let's use the Kohen as the example, the Kohen was acting like a shaliach of the thief. And halacha is that an agent is looked at as the person who did it. So therefore, the thief is the one who is liable. And because in all these cases, the animal was acquired and therefore it died afterwards, which put all the obligations onto the thief, and therefore the thief has to make the kefel payments.